This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North Valley Community Foundation, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Jogrins would be a household name. It wouldn't be unheard of like it is today. Instead of having an estimated 2.5 million people undiagnosed, they would be diagnosed and getting the treatment they need. And Sjogren's the medication would be covered by insurance, because currently it's not, even though it affects 3 times as many people as lupus, which is a disease that insurance would cover medication for, even if it's the same medication.
My name is Brandon Dodds. I am the co-founder and co-chair of Cycle for Sjogren's, and I am 17 years old.
My name is Justin Dodds, twin brother of Brandon Dodds. I am also a co-founder of Cycle for Sjogren's, and I am also 17 years old.
Cycle for Sjogren's is a charity cycling event that we have put on for the last 3 years. This will be the 4th year. And we raise money and awareness for Sjogren syndrome. And all of our proceeds go to the Sjogren Syndrome Foundation, which is the only national organization dedicated to Sjogren's. And Sjogren's is an autoimmune disease that mainly affects a person's moisture-producing glands. So the main symptoms are dry eyes, dry mouth, dry skin. However, since it's an autoimmune disease, it can affect any organ system in the body and can cause some pretty debilitating side effects such as arthritis. Currently, there is no cure, but there are treatments for Sjogren's.
So we got started with this event in our 8th grade year. We were at Marsh Junior High, and we were in the leadership class, and we had to do a community service project for, I think, our end-of-the-year project. And we liked riding our bikes, and our mom had recently been diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, so we decided to cycle for Sjogren's. The first year was 2014.
Cycle for Sjogren's involves a 5-mile and a 30-mile bike ride. The 5 mile is geared more towards families, and the 30 miles for more avid cyclists. In 3 years, we've raised over $20,000 for the SSF. It's usually the second or third Sunday of September.
We've kept it going for 4 years because Sjogren's is something that's relatively unheard of, and we would really like to spread awareness about it, because one of the main reasons that it is so difficult to diagnose is that because people just don't know what it is. So often the symptoms will be misdiagnosed or written off as something that's not Sjogren's. So we're really trying to raise awareness so that more people can be diagnosed sooner. Because right now the average time to be diagnosed is 3 years. And just a couple years ago it was 5. And our mom had the symptoms for about 8 years before she was diagnosed. One of the surprising things is the amount of people we've met with Sjogren's. Just in Chico, 1 year we had a table at the farmer's market and we met several people who had Sjogren's. And the most surprising thing probably was 1 year we met a woman who thought she had Sjogren's. And because of our event, she was able to get connected with the Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation, and she was eventually diagnosed with Sjogren's. So that was one of the most impactful things that I would say has happened through our events.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Cycle for Sjogren's, a nonprofit partner of North Valley Community Foundation. Learn more and hear archive editions at mynspr.org.